a name synonymous with Okotoks La Crosse, is now steering the ship for Alberta. Town of Okotoks Caon. Brent Robinson has been appointed executive director of the Alberta Lacrosse Association, the latest chapter in a 30-plus year association with the sport as an athlete, coach, volunteer and administrator. "It's a chance to continue to serve the sport in a greater way," said Robinson. "And it's a chance to continue to give back to a sport for me and my family that's given us hours of enjoyment, taught us lessons about life, taught us how to be better people. And to be able to provide that experience for other people throughout Alberta is my hope." Robinson was formally introduced to the sport in 1994, playing in the city before Okotoks had a minor lacrosse program of its own. Brent's father Dana, along with Brad Bannister, founded Okotoks Minor Lacrosse, then known as the Mustangs and now as the Raiders, in the mid-1990s. After playing, Robinson has been involved in coaching since 2004 and joined the Okotoks Raiders Lacrosse Association board in a number of roles, including president, and was part of the Calgary District Lacrosse Association board. Robinson has served as ALA Director of Administration since 2022, where he handled many of the organizational duties. He then put his name forward for the executive director posting. 2023 Alberta Summer Games Chair Sandy Kennedy, Black Diamond Mayor Brendan Kelly, Okotoks Deputy Mayor Brent Robinson, Highwood MLA RJ Sigurdsson, and Games Promotional Chair Lee Kennedy pose for a photo during a kickoff event for the 2023 Alberta Summer Games at Bill Robertson Park. Brent Calver, Western Wheel File Photo. "Brent's appointment is a pivotal moment for the Alberta Lacrosse Association," said Sean Agus, president of the ALA, in a release. "The thorough search process, aided by expert external support, has led us to a candidate whose combination of professional and volunteer experience makes him uniquely qualified to lead the ALA. We are confident that his leadership will bring the stability and vision needed to further the growth of lacrosse at all levels in Alberta." Robinson said the three objectives for the ALA are to improve the reach of the sport within non-traditional lacrosse communities, improve coaching and player development, and increase the use of marketing and data to boost its visibility. "The state of the game is strong, with approximately a 7% increase last season in registration across the province, encompassing minor, junior and senior levels, representing upwards of 10,000 participants. The minor growth is really strong," he said. "And lots of growth in the female game, it's getting more and more popular." In Okotoks, Robinson said lacrosse continues to be well positioned with registration numbers back to where they were pre-pandemic. "I think we're still a really strong lacrosse community," he said. "We've got a good board, good support. The minor game is strong and U15 is one of our stronger age groups, so we're going to have lots of strong teams the next 2 years." Nationally, Alberta's female lacrosse teams continue to excel, with two consecutive U22 Canadian titles and three players from the province competing last year in Canada's World Championship squad. On the horizon this year is the 2025 Canada Summer Games in St. John's, NL, representing the second time box lacrosse has been included in the National Youth Sports Showcase. Robinson, a first-term Okotoks councillor elected in 2021, is a practicing lawyer specializing in employment law and general litigation. His first day in the new role is February 10th. For more information, go albertalacrosse.com.